With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled, Save Our Planet, Eliminate the Production of Meat.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
All you do is just exchange that piece of meat for everything else that you treasure, mm-hmm. including your children, your planet, yes, your health, mm-hmm. the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, the car that you even can continue to drive for a while until we change it, mm-hmm. you know? Because if we eliminate animal
livestock
grazing, then all the methane, the major cause of global warming will be gone. Yes. Please be quick. Please be quick before it's too late. I mean, the sooner the better, you know?
Because even if it doesn't affect you, it affects millions of other people. Every day, even, for example, Bangladesh, you know, every 6 minutes when I'm sitting here laughing with you, one house gone from their life. The house that they treasure, that they have memories, and the children and grandchildren are going to grow up in it. It's not just a nobody house. It is something in there. It's a history of a human's lifetime of work and emotion and love and family ties, you know? It's not just a number, like one house and then 1 hour, 11 house, and keep counting like that. Even if it doesn't concern us, how can we sit here and eat meat and then everybody else die for that little piece of meat that we eat and then we don't even need to eat it? You won't die. You will only be more healthy, healthier, happier. And you can save the whole human race and animals as well. Every day up to 270 species are erased every day. Nobody care or what. I mean, wait until it becomes our turn, then we say, oh, it's really urgent or what. No, we should not wait. Everybody else's disaster should be our disaster. Everybody else's house should be like our house. And when it's damaged, it should pain us just the same, like if we lose it. And their lives lost also, their life savings is lost, and then we come out and they become homeless, and become like a beggar, have to rely on handout to live. You know, there's no more dignity for them. They're hard-working people, they have home before. And because of the meat diet, everybody is losing their home in many different countries. 40 nations sinking or sunk already. Small nations. Maybe small, but it's a nation, no? Yes. I mean, how small is small? Monaco, like 5 square kilometers? Yeah? How small is Vatican? Huh? 1 square mile, right? Okay? How small can an island be? Many islands bigger than that already sunk beneath the sea. Nobody care because we don't live there. We don't see anything. Or they speak Chinese, I don't understand. Or they speak Kiribati or whatever, we don't understand. Not possible. If we are human, we must have a heart. Otherwise, we are not human. We are like stone. Yeah? Even stone have heart. If they can show it. So it's about time people should live like a human. Huh? If we call ourselves human, we have to live a humane life, no? Even before our house collapses, we have to consider other people's house and stop the cause of it. We can do it. Not like we cannot. We have the mean to. Especially the people who have house and live in so-called civilized society, they have money. Vegetable is even cheaper than meat, for God's sake. No, it's not. Sorry. Because the subsidy is for meat. Because if they don't subsidize the meat industry, the hamburger will cost like $30. Instead, it costs only 99 cents. So everybody eat because it's cheap also. You see what I mean? And everybody else who eat meat or don't eat meat has to subsidize for that money. And then they buy it, they think it's cheap. They are eating their own money too. See what I mean? It's all cheating. It's all illusion. It's nothing as real as it looks. So instead of subsidize the meat industry, must subsidize organic, vegan, organic farming. So it's all in the hands of the lawmaker and us who have to go out and inform people as much as we can. But you see, how many people can we inform with flyers and all that, you know? Even with the Supreme Master television, some people don't have TV. Some remote area, they don't have TV. Or they don't have the means for computer. Or if they have computer, it's too slow or something. They can't get it. It's all kind of thing I can never take care of, I'm telling you. I did everything I can, but still somewhere is lacking something. You know, that they couldn't get it. They couldn't get the TV, the news. You see what I mean? So you cannot blame the people. They don't know. Just one lead to another and they've been, indoctrinated into eating meat and drinking milk. Otherwise they don't have enough muscle, protein and all that. People are poor people. You know, nobody knows. Because everybody believes what the experts say, né? And the expert, they lobby and the government to say that. And the government, let's face it, the government also did not know. I'm telling you the truth. It's not like every person sitting in the government office and know everything about nutrition and milk, and they don't know also. So if the meat industry lobbies some of the people in the government and that people say, this meat is good, 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 and everybody, okay, good, good, good. Protein, you know? Meat eating not only is detrimental to our health. It is the cause for us that we cannot get in touch with our true self also. You see, that's why most people, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. They don't know why. Yeah, sometimes when their stomachs are empty and they're sincere or they're in sorrow, they're more connected with the inside. Yeah, and when their time is smooth and they drink and eat, they don't know anything anymore. So they're disconnected again. You see, even the people who are not practicing the Kuan Yin method, they're connected now and again with the Divine. Therefore, now and again, they can sustain their life on this planet. And then continue like that. That's why they don't live very well, but they do live. You see what I mean? Like a person who is sick, but not completely dead. Still can move around, but not completely well. That's like that. See? So the person who completely connect with himself and practice that connection more and more every day, that he has more abundance, yes, more health, yes, more clarity in the head, more wisdom, more compassion, which is himself. Compassion is not from heaven. Compassion is not from the vegetarian diet. Compassion is inherent within all of us. The vegetarian diet is just a proof of it, that you have compassion, that you don't want to eat others.
How come they survive and the other Venuses didn't? How does their evolution allow them to continue?
Yeah, because they are more virtuous. The other two Venus, they were living a vicious life. They live in vice. They do not no God, they do not respect anything that they don't see, and they concentrate more on developing their material comfort. Therefore, they had too much comfort. They had anything they want. Everything is almost like heavenly life, except devoid of spiritual, moral, and divine quality. And not only that, they persecuted anyone who dare to oppose them or mention anything about the invisible quality of heaven, yes, or about God. Anyone who is living a virtuous life, this is like state enemy. They hunt them down, they kill them mercilessly. It's a terrifying place to live for anyone who has a little conscience. Their conscience is zero, yes? Their moral standard is zero. Their tolerance for God and divinity is zero. So it was because of this. And the meat diet, it combined that destroyed the other two planets. Whereas the two surviving planets, although they still have some percentage of meat eater, 1/4, 25% people still have meat, but a very less degree. Not like they have it every day or 3 meals a day, it's not like that. Even then they have reverence in their heart, yes? And they are trying to also go into more merciful lifestyle, compassionate vegan diet. So the balance is very, very well in check, you see? 3/4 they're vegetarian, a vegan. And 1/4 is meat eater, but very less degree, very less quantity. And then they all worship God. They revered the spiritual persons or beings or practitioners. They encouraged moral behavior within their society. And they teach moral obligation, compassionate lifestyle, merciful attitude in school from kindergarten already, by example and by positive encouragement. In school, they teach already children how to be kind to each other, how to be kind to their planet, how to be kind to other co-inhabitants, like animals, you see? So animals and men living in harmony with each other. And children have been taught already moral standard, mercy behavior, since childhood already. So they grow up, become wonderful citizens, yes? The meat eater and the meat provider, they live in remote area, you know, shamefully, far away from the sight of the people. And they don't encourage that in the public. Just like right now, we forbid smoking in the public, over there, forbid meat eating in public. Therefore, even the meat eater, they feel ashamed and they know it's wrong. And even they still have some, but they always try to minimize it. You understand me? Yes?
Yes, Master.
Meat eater over there is allowed, but it's like outcast, and they feel it. But some people are not as developed as others, so they just tolerate it. But because the numbers do not outweigh the vegetarian, therefore their planet merit and peace atmosphere is prevalent. Their planetary merit is in balance, overweight balance. Yes. So even 1/4 of the people are meat eater, you know, very little or less, but still they are covered by the 3/4 of the other benevolent energy. You see what I mean? Yes.
Yes, Master.
And because the society as a whole already support a compassionate vegan diet, and other meat eater, even though they do it, but they know it's wrong. And so they have repentance in their heart also. So that's the way they preserve their planet. Not because they wanted to, maybe, because they know it's a way of life and they have been brought up like that since they were children. So they become very powerful in spiritual merit, and thus they can protect their planet. If all these Venus population, of course, 100% of them vegetarian or vegan, then their planet will even be better. Better than just survive and prosper and progress and technologically superior like that, but will be superior. Will be just like heaven in the physical dimension. Right now it's like, of course, like 80% heaven, hey? Or 70%. But if they all become vegan, then of course the planet will experience a much more upliftment in the spiritual dimension. And as the planet lifts itself up, as the population lift their consciousness again up, there will be more and more miracles happen. There will be more internet access to all the corners of the world that has not been before. Or there will be more satellite service in different countries and different corners of different countries. Then the more and more people will be informed and more will be uplifted. But nevertheless, their soul listen, because we are interconnected. And the frequencies of radio or televisions are also permeated in the atmosphere. This kind of positive energy and constructive news, it will reach their recess of their mind, and they will somehow get it also, without even watching the Supreme Master television, but in some way more subtle. Then they will also awaken. We just need to be patient and praying a lot to all the gods and goddesses, all the divine beings, all the angels to help us, yes, to manifest themselves physically onto this planet and help each and every citizen of the world to awaken to a compassionate lifestyle so that they can, you know, escape from this dilemma that is terrifying everybody at the moment, be it swine flu or planetary climate change. Yes, so be it.
Yes, Master.
We have all the gods to thank, okay? Other gods and goddesses to thank.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Thank you, Earth Protective viewers, for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you a joyous and peaceful weekend.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.